Okay, we are up. We are in Kuf Chaf Ches, and we're about to begin Sif Tes Vav. We saw yesterday the we continued speaking about the time when they need to be Eikar Ragleihem, and we spoke about how they need to position themselves and where they need to face and when they turn, and different Hagim about that, and how high they need to raise their arms, and so on. And we spoke about the Makri, being Makri, Mila B'Mila. And we said, Yudalad, that they are Mavarech B'Lashna Kodesh, and they need to stand. And we said they need to do so B'Kil Ram. I don't think we saw the Mishnah Berurah on this, so maybe we'll just start with Sifkat Nun Gimel B'Kil Ram, Haina B'Kil Beinani. I mean, they don't have to shout as such, but, you know, a nice, normal sound. L'Afuki B'Lachash, it shouldn't be quiet. At times it needs to be quite loud. So if it's a big shul, they're supposed to do it loud enough that the whole tzibur can hear. Someone whose voice is sore, hoarse, and so on, sheni ochel ledaber b'kol beinani. Kimalachas, they're only able to speak almost at a whisper of sorts. Oh, malach ayra poshet she'eni yochol liyisakapov v'teiv she'yitzei kaidim ritzei. So very interesting. So we're saying that this din of koil ram is liikuva, meaning he has to be able to, if a kain has got a very sore throat on Yom Tov or whenever they duchen, and they're not able to speak b'koil ram, then he's better off not duchening, and he should leave beforehand. He quotes the Pesach from Rabbi Tzion Avishol in 72. He says, "Omnam im kolei namoch ach sheinem eisei tisha mihakohol." So he quotes from Rabbi Tzion, "Sheyochol levarich kevin shemiskayem es nesif kapayim basara." So, and his voice is fairly soft, but at least nine other people can hear him. So then that is acceptable, and he's able to do it like that. Okay, moving on to Tezvav. Say again?
There are many Kohanim, and his voice is not very
strong.
People will hear the collective Kohanim.
Yeah, so, you're right. It's an interesting thing. Many of the questions, like everyone can hear, the question being asked is that if any way the Tzibur can hear, because there's another, 50 Kohanim, so why is it so necessary that he needs to kind of do it in such an audible manner, if any way they can hear the other Kohanim? It seems to be that every Kohen has to have a Kol Rom type of bracha, so that, had he been the only one there, people would hear him. That's what seems to come out. Yeah.
In the Kotel would you go and
the Yeah. Okay, so Sif Tes Vav. So once the bracha is, once the Birkas Kohanim is completed, then the shatz begins as Sim Shalom. V'yaz hakahanim machzirim pneim lehechol v'aymerim ribayin halamim asina mashu kazar toleinu asay ato mashu yiftachtanu hashkifam im ayim kadruch amin ha-shamayim uvarich es amacha es Yisrael. So once they've completed their mitzvah, they say this tefillah, and so on. Hagav yarichu betfilah zu ad sheyisayim shliach tzibur sim shalom v'sheyanu ad tzibur amen al shneihem. So very interesting. Many of the shatz is busy saying sim shalom. They are busy saying this tefillah. So number one, we see that they don't need to have kavana to listen to the shatz. I mean, they're busy saying their own thing. And he says that the tzibur, when the tzibur says amen to hamavarech hasam yisrael b'shalom, so they should have kavana to be ayna amen on both things. So does that mean that the tzibur need to hear what the kohanim are saying when they say this tefillah, or just they know that they're saying it, and therefore when they say the amen, it should be going on both of these things also? Let's say the shatz is davening quite slowly, and they finished ribon hilamim yomru adir b'morim. Then the Kohanim should say Adir Bamorim. Fine, says the Mishnah Berurah. So they wait, they say Hayim to Amatzenu together with the Tzibor, and then after, once they finish that, then they would say this Tefillah of Ribayin. They said, we did Mashi Hiftachtanu, meaning we did what we were supposed to do. Now you do Mashi Hiftachtanu, Shetaskim Al Birchaseinu, meaning that you should agree to our bracha. Meaning it says, they should say, and then, and then I will be Mavarachim. We said, Shiano at Tibra Amen, and Mistabra the Gamakanim Tzvichim Lana is Amen, Al Birkas Hashliach Tibor. So they themselves, they need to sit to respond to the Bracha of Sim Shalim. We said, Yemu Adib Amorim. As mentioned, so this way the Amen of the Tzibor is going on the Sim Shalom Bracha as well as what the Kohanim are saying. Good. So they are facing the Tzibor. Even though they finished the final word Shalom, they should not turn around until the Shatz begins Sim Shalom. One din, ve'enam rashayim lakavitz be'seyam ad shiach ziru p'neham. They should not, they're allowed to kind of clench their fists and, until they turn away. Ve'oimdim sham, ve'enam rashayim lakavitzim ad shiach shat sim shalom. So they need to remain there until the chazan finishes sim shalom. Ve'yej mishayim mishatzichan lahamtin ad shiach wa tzibor lan is amen acha birkas sim shalom. So, they're allowed to leave once Sim Shalom is completed. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah Lakavitz, we say in Pirush Yadayim Yu Peruses, their fingers should be spread out, should be stretched and straight. Aj Yachzir Pnehem, Veinu Mashem Lakar, Vizharush Leyidabru, Aj Yerdu Mudichanim. They should not speak until they descend the platform. Afshikvar Haridu Kapeim. Even though they've lowered their hands, they shouldn't speak. Aji Saimu Atzibor, which means in this case Rav Atzibor. Alanis Amen, the Kudim Amen Adayin Lemistayim Abracha. So before the Amen, the Bracha is still kind of lingering. Vahshav Shaminik Lemer Lakahan and Biridasam Menaduchan Yi Yasher, says the Mishnah Berurah, very interesting. Nowadays, the meaning is to say Yasher Kach to the Kahanim when they complete this mitzvah. So says the Mishnah Berurah, so being that is the case, may hanochin shalo yeredu kahanim adochin ad la'achash yisamish lechtzir b'kaddish. So they should remain by the dochin until kaddish is completed. Kadesh lo yizbat la kahanim v'am ani es amen yeish mirava v'sharameinim al yedeiza kemesh matzi. So very interesting, he's not quoting this from anyone. This seems to be the Mishnah Berurah's chiddush, or the Mishnah Berurah's humrah, I should say, that he's concerned about people speaking and saying Yashar Koach and Alti Bochtia, yeah, how was it? It's good. I like the niggun, yeah, whatever. So because there's this concern that they're going to be mafsik and speak during Kaddish, they should stay on the duchen until after they finish Kaddish. Is that the minig of the Sfardim? Would the Kahanim remain there until after Kaddish? So I was thinking maybe not. I was thinking that it could be by the
Since they do it every day,
then
maybe before Kaddish is on
the Yes, it's
rather good
before. Right, I thought he goofed. I thought if they do it every day, so I don't know, Yadin Tog to say Yashikar to the Kahanim, I never need to do so. But Minagashka is that we only do it by the Regolim, so maybe it's more of a thing, that's why.
There is no immediate Kaddish.
I'm sorry?
There is no immediate Kaddish. If it's a week, it's a Thursday.
Right.
Right after the Azara.
Right. But in cases where there's no tachanun, would there be a kaddish? In Eretz Yisrael, they don't. In Eretz Yisrael, when they do, they don't wait for kaddish. But I thought to myself, maybe it's
totally. In practice, that people need, you know, in Mishkoach,
and if
there's a even before the kaddish, because there's time for, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It's also interesting, you know. The Mishnah Berurah says that
the other pasuk is Hashem Hashem Baruch Matav Adonam Nizav Hashem Hashem Tavula. So there is also time until this guy.
Right. He quotes over here from the Matzah Ephraim. So what's the pshat that, you know, the minig is to say Yashar Koyach to the Kohanim? So he says that you should be Makir Tov for the fact that they have been Mevarechos, right, the Hachzakas Tova. And he quotes from the Maramintz, who says, Kashim Shigamar, our Kavana to them is Kashim Shigamar to Mitzvos Chazu. So that's, you know, your strength should be amplified, and so on. And the Rashash says also that even though the Kahanim are mitzvah to be Mevarech Es Yisrael, so why do I need to say Yashar Koyach? I'm mechuyev to do so. Says the Rashash, Mispirush and Shvi, it's like Dal Mishnah Beis, that Mutar Lahafzik Lehem Tov Al Kach. You're still allowed, I mean, it says you're allowed to do so, you know. I mentioned the Shabbos table, I don't know, a couple of months ago, whenever it was, a story of one of the Gedali Yisrael, maybe the Stipler. It was the Shemitah year, and the Shemitah year, everything is Hefker, the Pardes is Hefker. So the Stipler knocked on the door of one of his Talmidim who had, a Pardes with Esregim, and he said, you know, would it be okay if I come in to take an Esreg? So he said, sure. So the Stipler went in, he took his Esreg, and said, thank you. And the next day the Talmud asked the Stipler, like, you know, Rabbi, like, did you not mind me asking me? It's Shvius, it's Hefker. You know, like, what he asked me, he said, Enechnami, that the land is Hefker, oh, but the veld is not Hefker. You have to have be a Baal Derech Eretz. You have to say, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's an historian for the farmer, and I appreciate the fact that you're doing what you're doing. Here's a very quotes an interesting.
Say the answer, this is the answer.
Well, not because of that. He Taka brings this discussion, very interesting. He quotes from Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, who says that the Kohanim should not say Bruchim to you. Why? Very interesting reason. He says, we mentioned a couple of days ago, or yesterday maybe, that the Kohanim, the Gemara asks, what's an example of Baal Tosef? If the Kohen says, well, you know, I'm going to add some more words to the bracha, make it even nicer. Baal Tosef, that you can do. So says Rav Tzvi Pesach, he says that could be the reason why, if they say Bruchim to you, noch a bracha, that maybe that's a shayla of Baal Tosef. They're adding something else. So therefore,
it's
finished. What's that?
So he
quotes an Aruch HaShulchan, he's not concerned, and I thought maybe, you know, maybe like Johnny's saying, because, you know, Lamais, it's over and done with, finished, and there's been a Kaddish, you say Yashar Koyach when he leaves, it's, you know, he's not concerned about a potential Baal Tosef. Okay, good. Yitzayin. Kishimachzirim p'neyem bein mitchid bein mesev le'achzir ela derech yomin. Whenever the Kohanim are turning, be it at the beginning and be it at the end, it should always be to the right. Turn to your right. Hagah, tishyodim min aduchan le'yagiyu, le'yigu, excuse me, b'min aleyem, hamutinotim, don't touch their shoes, which are dirty. The im ne'igim yitlu yudeyim le'tfila, shispala achagach. I mean, the assumption is, the din is, that shoes are considered to be mitzunach. And therefore, one needs to wash one's hands if one touches one's shoes. So therefore, one should not touch your shoes when you put them back on. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Be'im Mitzvah Be'im Saif, Pesach with Chedek Yisrael Elam Laduchen, when they ascend. Upneim Klapi Ahecho Shiu B'Mizrach, V'kirim Lahem Kehanim, V'askil Ma'achz Upneim Klapi Am, so then they turn towards the Am. So when they turn at that stage, L'tzad Yemin Shalahem, they turn to the right, which will be going towards the south, V'achakach L'marav, Neged HaTzibur, to the west, facing the Tzibur, U'B'Saif, Kishemas Vashliach Tzibur Sim Shalom, then Ma'achzim Pneim Klapi HaKodesh, once again, Ma'askilim Lahachz Upneim Derech Yemin, which is towards the north, another din, when they descend this platform where they were standing, they shouldn't just walk with their back to the Heichal, they should kind of walk a little bit to their sides, this is where they're facing and they're turning a little bit towards the Heichal. The Talmud then have to be rabbi, just like the way a Talmud takes leave of his rabbi, Shemachzeh Panav Elav Betzisei Milapanav, that he kind of, he doesn't walk with his back, and so on. So don't touch your shoes. Mitznaf near the Achikamar Stam Minolim Kim Mitznaf Meim. In other words, it doesn't mean that the shoes are specifically filthy. It's just that the din is min hastam. The shoes are have a din as if they are mitznaf. Good. Yud Ches Eina Makri Shakir Kahanim Rashoy Likris Kahanim Ad Sheyichlem Mipi Ad Sibur Amein Shainim Acha Birkas Meidim. So, meaning, Atev Shimcha, Lecha, Noe, Lechaydeis. And then the Tzibu says, Amen. So, he shouldn't be too quick to say, Kohanim, until the Tzibu have finished saying, Amen. Number one, the Eina Kohanim, Rechshem Lahas, Kodurkas Hashem, Kedushan, Abitiv Shal Seish, Shal Arein, Ad Sheyichle, Dibur, Priyas Kohanim, Epiagera. They also need to wait until he's finished saying Kohanim. Once again, so basically, every time, wait until you know the previous group of people or person, whatever it is, has said what they have said, and so on. Don't begin. Kohanim should not say the word until the makri is finished. And finish being makri that word. So they shouldn't say amen until the bracha has been completed by the kohanim. So the kids at every stage wait until the tzibur have answered. Wait until the kohanim have said what they've said. And so on. Says the Mishnah Berurah, or is it that we shouldn't say Kohanim? Adchi chlezeh levi deyam uveres la'el sifyud dibim mekeim leishen nesim kapeim enem amelikin lekiavi seinu bracheno. Ala takev achasim birkas maidim keashliach tzibur Kohanim, which is what many do, what they do in Eretz Yisrael. Av levi min agenu shetamid hashat say amelikin lekiavi seinu. Anyway, it's going to take a fair amount of time. So the Mishnah Berurah is quoting over here from the Magen Avraham, the Eilas Tamid, the Magen Giborim. He says Deloy Kataz, that when we say Mipiat Tzibur, it doesn't mean every single person in the Tzibur; it means the majority of the Tzibur. Everyone needs to hear the bracha. So some people make a mistake, and they're marich, which they shouldn't do. So here we say you need to wait. So lahamtin, if you get most possibly in a chazan makrei. This is only according to the Mechaber, who says that the first word, Yivarechacha, it's unnecessary to preface with a makri saying Yivarechacha. V'akim tzoch lehazkir kahanim v'haschalosam Yivarechacha. Avodidon, according to us, our minhag shechazin makri gam tevis Yivarechacha, yesh ashara lechazin shleyask lehakris atevis shal Yivarechacha. So, and according to that, the chazin should not say Yivarechacha. Koidim shesimu al kolpanim reiv hatzimu. Amen. Achas shetim achazen esateva az mutam kaharim lahaschol yivarechacha. Okay, the kids say every time they need to wait. Well, let's move on to your test. Ein eshlich tzibur rashay lanis amen acha bracha shel kahanim. So here we say that the shlich tzibur himself were concerned that he might get confused, so he himself should not respond amen after the bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Shemet is valuable daite, v'layeda lahakris achakach pasuk sheni and shlishi. You'll think, you know, where am I holding? What am I supposed to do? If it's valuable, tich sidur, move to chlishle, tis valuable daite. If he's got a sidur, he's convinced he's not going to make a mistake, then he's allowed or shalanis. Tamin ze ein echashiv hafsik san hafsik du tzich tfila, v'al amin shalabrach hasher, kidushan abik shasoy, yesh machmim shemachol gavni leyanim yishim hafsik betfila. That he himself, the shats we should not respond Amen. V'shani Amen shal Birkas Ganim Gufa Daleav Zikshu Meira Al Kabbalas Abracha. So, meaning just their bracha, you know, so someone's making a bracha in the middle of my Shemoneh Esrei. I should say Amen because someone's making a bracha because they're doing their mitzvah. So that I don't have to do. I shouldn't say Amen to that bracha when I'm the Shatz davening. But when he's being moved on with me, then we say that he should and he can. Chav. Im Shliach Tzibur Kayen. Im Yeshem Kanem Acherem Lo Yisa Es Kapov. So says the Shulchan Aruch. It's not ideal for the Chazan, who's a Kayen, to Duchen. Here again, we're concerned he's going to get confused, he's going to finish, he's going to turn around, where am I holding? So if there's other Kahanim, we say Lo Yisa Es Kapov. But Lo Yimru Lo Yilala, you say Little Yotov. So therefore the Tzibur should be mindful of this, and they shouldn't say, you know, wash your hands. It's fascinating. Even though the din is that he's not supposed to be oila, in which case you would say he doesn't have a mitzvah. He's not supposed to be oila. He doesn't have a mitzvah. But if they say wash your hands and do the mitzvah, then he has to. So, you know, it's kind of interesting how that works. Afilu ein sham kayin elahu lo yisus kapov. Now he goes on to say, what if he's the only kohen around? He still shouldn't do it. Ellen Kane muftach lo yishiyachzor letfilas tibalei teir of das. If he's convinced that he's not going to be confused, shemo muftach bekach. If he's convinced that he'll be okay, kevin she ein sham kohen elahu yisus kap of kadesh letiz batal nisyas kabayim. He's the only one around that he should, because otherwise there will be a bittel of mitzvahs nisyas kapayim. Ketzed yasus. So what should he do? Yaka raglov ma'at ba'avodah. So he should kind of somehow, you know, move his legs, his feet a little bit, as if like he's taking a step, you know, in the direction. V'yemer ad ulecha noel lahaydeis. V'yale ladochen. And he should ascend the dochen. We'll see, you know, nowadays they don't usually ascend, they just stay where they are and they just duchen from there. Kind of so interesting how we just use the verb duchen, you know, it means the platform, the platforms from there. What's that?
They take off the shoes before,
yeah, yeah,
and mm-hmm. Wash the hands.
Yeah, so ideally they should exactly before he begins the Chazaras HaShatz, he washes his hands, he takes his shoes off, he davens without shoes. And someone else is makri again. If he's the only one, there's not. Obviously, then someone else is going to be makri, and so on. Mistayimachazen sim shalom, and then he finishes sim shalom bima makri kiven letfilas shlich tzibur mitchilavat seif adiv tveishi sayim makri sim shalom. Fascinating. I've never seen that done before, but he says that if the makri had kavona throughout the tefillah, from the beginning to the end, the makri should finish off the repetition. He should finish off sim shalom, not the kayin, because we're concerned about this potential bilbul that, you know, he's going to finish and he's going to turn around and he's going to be confused. And so fascinating. He says, I've never seen that either. He quotes over here, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Gra, who says that it's better that the Shatz does it, and that's the psak of the Derechayim and the Chai Adam and other Achrayim, that they all say that the Shliach Tzibur finishes. Maybe we'll just see one.
Does he say he's
going to spill it off? Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah, I mean, maybe that's the reason why. Maybe that would be the reason why, in Pshat and the Mechaber, Eric is saying, that would be a reason why, because in order for him to say the Ribbon Elamim afterwards, how is he going to say that and say Sim Shalom at the same time? But then when the Makri says Sim Shalom, he says the Ribbon. We'll just see one Sif Kafin in the Mishmur, and then we'll stop. Back at the beginning, we said Lo Yisa. The Shema Lo Yuchal Chaven, he might get confused. Last of the Sim Shalom, should I do Mitzi Revis? He'll be a bit confused. Emes at Tzibor, from the fear of the Tzibor, the fear of him, Batuach, Umatz, Mishle, Tzitar, Daiti, Gamkin, Leirotzach, and Lahakal, Bezel, Lakar, Mimkem, Mivalalas, Lezuchan, Eich, Yish, Kanam, Acherim, if there are other Kanam around, he should not do so. The Besak Nezes, relate his battle, Hesias, Kapayim. So, I mean, in a situation where anyway there are other Kanam around, they were concerned that because of the Tzir Das, and therefore they said it's better off that he does not do so. Okay, we will pick it up tomorrow. It's a show.